感谢主，我们很快来到这个特会最后一个晚上。
We really thank the Lord. Quickly, we have come to the very last night of the conference.
我们的心真是渴望主能够快快回来。
Our heart do desire the Lord will return quickly.
我想我们就不需要有这样的聚集了。
Then in that way, then we don't need to gather in this way any longer.
我们就会有更美更好的聚集。
And then they will have a far more better gathering.
我们可以亲耳听见我们主的声音。
And we can, each one of us can hear the voice of our Lord.
这是一个荣耀的盼望。
And this is the hope of glory.
今天呢，主还没有回来。
And today, the Lord has not returned.
所以我们还需要按照这种方式来聚会。
So we still need to gather together in this way.
愿主的灵今天晚上来管理一切。
May the Spirit of the Lord will govern everything.
虽然我们在地上，
Even we are still on this earth.
也求主让我们有一次在地如天，在如同在天的经历。
And may the Lord give us this experience, even we are on earth as it is in heaven.
我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
In the beginning, we'd like to ask the brothers and sisters to read some words of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开希伯来书第八章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
今天晚上我们把这整章圣经读一下。
And tonight we're going to read through the entire chapter.
我们先从第一节读到第五节。
We're going to first read from verse 1 to verse 5.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所，就是真帐幕里做执事。这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有所献的。他若在地上，必不得为祭司，因为已经有照律法献礼物的祭司，他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像。正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Verse 1. Then the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest,who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, so it is necessary that this high priest also have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are those who offer the gifts according to the law.Who serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle. For see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
第六节到第九节。
Verses 6 to verse 9.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保。这约原是凭更美之应许立的，那前一约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。所以主指责他的百姓说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们，这是主说的。
But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, by as much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers, on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, for they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not care for them, says the Lord.
第十节到十三节。
Verse 10 to verse 13.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样， 我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。既说新约，就以前约为旧了，但那渐旧渐衰的，就必快归无有了。
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen, and everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more.When he said, a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete, but whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear.
我们再读第十章。
And we're going to turn to chapter 10.
我想从十五节读起。
Let's start from verse 15.
读到二十二节。
To verse 22.
圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过，主说那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样。我要将我的律法写在他们心上，要放在他们的里面。以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯，这些罪过既已赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, This is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws upon their heart, and on the mind I will write them.And he then says, Then their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is a forgiveness of their sins, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, since we have a confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God,Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
第三十二节到三十九节。
Verse 32 to 39.
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看。一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人，因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的，因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
But remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings, partly by being made a public spectacle through.Reproaches and the tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to their prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourself a better possession and a lasting one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have a need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come, and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, for if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have the faith to the preserving of the soul.
我们最后读马可福音第十四章。
Lastly, let's read Mark chapter 14.
从二十二节读到二十五节。
From verse 22 to verse 25.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝了福，就拨开递给他们说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来祝谢了，还给他们，递给他们，他们都喝了。耶稣说：“这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在神的国里喝新的那日子。”
While they were eating, he took some bread, and after blessing, he broke it and gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." And when he had taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
这次我所承受的负担是要和弟兄姊妹讲更美之约。
The burden I received this time is to share with our brothers and sisters about a better covenant.
我们昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹讲到这个约和会幕之间的关系。
Last night we already mentioned to our brothers and sisters the relationship between the covenant and the tabernacle.
我们知道神在西乃山上把律法赐给以色列百姓。
We know that God gave the law to the people of Israel on the mountain top, on the top of Mount Sinai.
神借着律法和以色列百姓立了文约。
And through the law, God made this written covenant with the people of Israel.
这是我们晓得旧约里面最主要的一个内容。
We know that this is a major content of the Old Testament.
我们可以说整个旧约时代中的以色列百姓。
We know that people of Israel in the Old Testament time.
他们就是围绕着这个约来生活的。
They circle their lives around this covenant.
那么我们昨天讲过神所以建造会幕。
And we also mentioned last night that the reason that God built the tabernacle.
就是为了实行这个约。
That is to carry out this covenant.
当他们能够遵听神的话，遵守神的约的时候。
And when they could hear the voice of God and to keep this covenant.
神就住在会幕里，就住在他们中间。
And God will dwell in the tabernacle among them.
什么时候他们违背神的约。
Whenever they disobey this covenant.
他们不能听神的话。
They couldn't listen to the voice of God.
我们知道会幕虽然还在。
We know that even the tabernacle was still there.
但是神的同在失去了。
And yet the presence of God was gone.
而会幕完全失去它该有的一个意义。
And the tabernacle just lost the meaning it was intended.
所以这个约，神所立的约跟这个会幕之间有非常密切的一个关系。
Therefore, we can see that there is a close relationship between the covenant and the tabernacle.
我们也讲到神在旧约时代中啊，把这个律法赐给神的百姓。
And we also mentioned that in the Old Testament time, God gave this law to the people of Israel.
这不是神的原意。
And it was not God's original intent.
因为神爱我们，神愿意赐福给人。
Because God loves us, He desires to bless us.
律法来了之后呢，反而变成一个定罪。
And when the law came, that became a condemnation.
所以呢，在希伯来书里面告诉我们。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrews.
这个旧约呢，它是有瑕疵的。
And it says that the old covenant is with a fault.
我们昨天已经解释过。
And yesterday we
为什么有瑕疵呢？
Why there's a fault?
因为这个律法呢，展示了神生命的性情。
Because in the law, it is demonstrated the nature of God's life.
而我们这些堕落的人。
And for us who have fallen.
我们低微的人性。
And in our low humanity.
我们无法来遵行那么高的一个标准。
And we cannot keep that such a high standard.
所以呢，这个是有瑕疵的。
Therefore, there's a fault.
神的心里面也知道这件事情。
And in God's heart, He also knows this.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们。
Therefore, in the Apostle Paul.
律法只做了一个看守的功用。
And the law actually just provide a custody.
那么这个看守的功用呢，是要等候那个应许的子孙来到。
And that custody is waiting for the promised seed.
在主耶稣基督还没有到地上来之前。
Before our Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth.
我们晓得 神已经借着先知耶利米预先的预言了。
And we know that through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord already prophesied.
他说时候将到。
He said the time is come.
他说我要与你们立新约。
And we will make this a new covenant with you.
弟兄姊妹，神知道旧约是有瑕疵的。
And the brother and sister, God knows that there's a fault with this old covenant.
好像那个约呢是专门给以色列和犹大家的。
As if that covenant was just for the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
所以读圣经的人也告诉我们。
And therefore, for the Bible students,
耶利米的这个预言
and the prophecy by Jeremiah,
将来到了千年国度的时候会应验。
And that will be fulfilled in the millennium kingdom.
会应验在这一班属地的以色列百姓身上。
And、that will be fulfilled among these people of Israel.
但是我们感谢神。
And yet we thank
God. 因着耶稣基督的来到。
Because of the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以这个新的约首先就临到我们这班蒙恩得救的人身上。
And this new covenant first comes to us who have been saved by grace.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们讲过。
We have mentioned.
神的原则不改变。
God's principle will never change.
他做工的方式不一样。
And yet the method he does his work will change.
因为旧约那个方式没办法达到神的心意。
Because the method in the old testimony time could not
be
God's
purpose. 所以神要立新约，有另外一个新的方式。
And therefore, for the new covenant, there's a new method.
感谢我们的神。
We really thank our God.、
到了新约时代中。
As we come to the New Testament time.、
那么这个原则不改变。
The principle is still the same.
神建立真帐幕。
And God established this new tabernacle.
是为着实行新约。
In order to carry out the new covenant.
我想这个意念应该很简单。
I think this thought is very simple.
旧约的会幕是为了实行旧约。
And the tabernacle in the Old Testament time is to carry out the Old Covenant.
那么新约的真帐幕是为了实行新约。
And the new tabernacle in the New Testament is to carry out the New Covenant.
所以这个方式上面是有不一样。
So there's a difference in terms of methods.
但是神仍旧是守约是慈爱的神。
And our God is still God who keeps his covenant and his mercy.
在旧约时代中间
So in the Old Testament time,
神怎样按照他自己的规律行事
How God act according to his own law.
当以色列百姓能够守神所给他们的规律的时候
When the people of Israel could keep this law,
神的怜悯就临到他们。
And the mercy of God will come upon them.
到了新约时代中也是一样。
And it's also true, in the New Testament time.
神一切都按照他的规律行事。
And God will act according to his law.
所以在新约时代我们这些蒙恩的百姓。
So for people who are under the new covenant.
我们也需要守住新约。
We also need to keep the new covenant.
弟兄姊妹们，什么时候违背这个约
？So brothers and sisters, whenever we disobey this covenant,
神的怜悯照样也没有办法临到我们。
And that will hinder God's mercy to be upon us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在新约时代中
，So in the New Testament time,
神不再用会幕了。
And God no longer used the tabernacle.
但是神要建立真帐幕。
And yet God is to build a true tabernacle.
神不住在会幕里面了。
And God does not dwell in the tabernacle.
神却要住在真帐幕的里面。
And yet he is to dwell in the new true tabernacle.
今天我们都很清楚。
Today we know this very well.
这个真帐幕就是主的教会。
And this new tabernacle is the church of the Lord.
所以真帐幕被建造起来的时候，一切也必须符合于神的要求。
So as the new tabernacle is to be built up, everything has to be according to the requirements of God.
所以晚上我们要来看一看。
So tonight we would have to take a look.
我们的主如何来到地上与我们立新约。
How did our Lord come to this earth to make this a new covenant with us?
立这个更美之约。
And this a better covenant.
我想有一些的真理是我们弟兄姊妹们很熟悉的。
I think some of the truth are very familiar to us.
但是这些真理你必须要有一个完整的眼光来看它。
And yet we need to look at this truth with a complete perspective.
所以新约来到的时候
So when the new covenant comes,
我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word who became flesh.
请我们注意、
Please pay attention to this.
主耶稣现在取了人的一个肉身。
And now our Lord Jesus Christ took on the flesh.
那么他把神的生命借着这个肉身带到地上来。
And through this flesh, he has brought the life of God to this earth.
就如同约柜一样。
Just like the ark.
这个约柜呢，里面我们讲了有三样重要的东西。
And we mentioned that there are three important objects in the ark.
一个是金冠的玛纳，讲的生命的供应。
And one is the golden jar holding the manna, that is the supply of life.
两块约板。
And there's two tablets.
讲到生命的性情。
And talk about the nature of life.
还有一根发芽的杖。
And also rod that budded.
那个代表复活的全能。
And that is authority and the power of resurrection.
这是我们主耶稣基督生命所有的三方面的重要的表现。
And that is three important aspects of a demonstration of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在旧约的时候呢，神是借着约柜把它储存起来的。
So in the Old Testament time, that was contained within the ark.
现在呢，神把他的这个生命，真实的生命呢，存在耶稣基督的这个身体的里面。
Now God put his very life into the flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ.
难怪约翰在约翰福音第一章第四节就讲到。
No wonder the Apostle John says in the Gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 4.
他说生命在他里头。
He says in him was life.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的生命是多么的宝贵呢
？So therefore, brothers and sisters, we can see that how precious God's life is.
所以你知道吗？神不能够直接就把这个生命就给人了。
God cannot just depart his life directly to man.
神把这个生命先放在他儿子这个肉身的里面。
And the first he placed his life into the flesh of his
son. 然后借他的肉身把这个生命带到地上来。
And through that flesh, the life was brought to the earth.
到今天。
And even today,
这个原则不改变。
The principle is still the same.
我们都知道，什么时候你摸到基督，你就摸到生命。
We know that whenever we touch Christ, then we touch life.
如果你没有摸到基督，你就得不到生命。
If you have not touched Christ, then you have no life.
是吧？
Is that true?
主耶稣曾经对犹太人说，
And Jesus Christ has mentioned this.
你们查考圣经，你们以为内中有永生。
When you study the scriptures, you thought that there's a life in there.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
And you are not willing to come to me to have life.
我们叫生命不在这个字句道理里面。
We know that the life is not in the doctrines or
letters. 生命是在基督里面。
And the life is in Christ.
所以我们常常对弟兄姊妹讲说，你读圣经的时候啊，你光摸到字句是不行的。
And oftentimes we mention to brothers and sisters, if you study the Bible, just touch a letter is not enough.
你要摸到基督，你才摸到生命。
You have to touch Christ, then you have a life.
所以这是一个原则。
And this is the principle.
感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
We really thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在这个肉身里面，他把神的生命带到地上来了。
In his flesh, he has brought the life of God to the earth.
并且我们也知道，
And we also know this.
主到地上来的时候呢，
When the Lord came to this earth.
他取了一个奴仆的形象。
And he came as a form of a bond slave.
他成了一个木匠的儿子。
And he was a son of a carpenter.
并且呢，没有加薪美容。
And he has no things that make people to admire him.
先知以赛亚预先就讲到这件事情。
And the prophet Isaiah mentioned this.
什么叫做没有加薪美容啊
？What does that mean that there's no majesty？
简单的讲，就长得不好看。
And that means he doesn't have a good looks。
所以他说，连我们看见他也不羡慕。
And said that we don't even admire him。
所以主耶稣到地上了，非常的平凡。
So when the Lord came to this earth, he was very ordinary。
可以说他取了一个卑微的身份。
And he took this humble identity。
但是呢，这个从外表看起来是卑微的人，却彰显了天上生命的各样美德和荣耀。
And outwardly speaking, he was this very humble person, and yet in his life he was manifesting the heavenly beauty.
这件事对我们是重要的提醒。
And this is a great reminder to us.
意思说，神根本不在乎你外面的身份是什么东西。
That means that God does not care what your outward identity is.
神不在乎你有多少的学问。
He doesn't care how much knowledge you have.
神不在乎你人看起来你多尊贵。
And he doesn't care how honorable you are in the eyes of man.
弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
这说明一件事情，神只在乎这个生命的彰显。
And God only cares the manifestation of this life.
这是何等大的恩典呢？
And this is such a great grace.
所以难怪保罗在哥林多书信里面讲到。
Therefore, Apostle Paul mentioned in the first Corinthians,
所以你们得救的人有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，对不对？
Instead that for those who have been saved, there are not many of you have wisdom or has a honor.
所以感谢主，今天拣选了我们这些卑微的人。
We thank the Lord who have chosen us who are very humble.
所以主降生来到地上。
So when the Lord came to this earth,
让我们看见神 极大的恩惠。
And we can see God's great grace.
看见他奇妙的作为。
We can see his wonderful deeds.
那么主把这个生命带到地上来。
And the Lord has brought this life to this earth.
然后我们知道有33年半的时间。
We know that there's 33 and a half years.
他在地上就展示这个生命。
And on this earth, he demonstrated this life.
他让这个生命从他的生活里面显露出来。
He allowed this life to be lived out, to be demonstrated in his daily living.
他用主的话，自己的话来说。
And with his own word.
他来是为要成全律法。
He says that he came to fulfill the law.
因为他里面有个生命啊，这个生命的性情就是律法。
And he has this life within, and the nature of this life is the law.
所以他在人的肉身中间把这个生命彰显出来，就成全律法了。
And in his flesh, he lived out this life, and that is the fulfillment of the law.
因为旧约以色列的百姓那个低微的人性是活不出这个东西来的。
And in the people under the old covenant, for the lowly humanity, nobody can live out this life.
所以主耶稣来了之后呢？他虽然外面是人的肉身，但里面却是神的生命。
And for Jesus Christ, when he came, outwardly speaking, he has a flesh like a man, and yet indeed in within he was a life of God.
他把律法所彰显那个神荣耀的性情，从他生活中完全彰显出来。
And he through his daily living, he was able to manifest this glorious nature of God.
所以现在我们知道这个时机来到了。
We know that now the reality has come.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神的作为何其的奇妙。
And the acts of God is so wonderful.
那么跟随主耶稣基督的这些门徒还是人。
And for those who follow our Lord Jesus Christ, they are still men.
所以你看，在四福音书里面记载着。
Therefore, we can see in those of four Gospels.
当他们跟随主的时候啊。
When they follow the Lord.
哇，天天都很惊奇啊。
And they were amazed every day.
一下做了个神迹，一下显出个大能。
And all of a sudden there is a sign, and another time there is a miracle.
哇，一下就在海面上走起来了。
And sometimes he was walking on the water.
过一下怎么一喊，这个风啊、水、海啊都这个浪啊都停了。
And at his command, even the storms.On the ocean and seas.
那鬼看见他个个都跑。
And also the demons have just fled.
讲起话来那么有权威。
When he spoke with authority.
哎呀，你知道那些犹太人呐、啊，真的是觉得这么这个人真是特别。
And for those Jews, they feel like this one is very special.
听他的话觉得很有权威。
And as they heard his word, they feel like filled with authority.
看他的人不喜欢。
But they didn't like him as a person.
这就是犹太人。
And that was Jews.
犹太人心中的弥赛亚来说，应该是哇，那个是一个很英俊、很高大的，对不对啊
？So in their minds, when Messiah came, he was supposed to come with a handsome and a big person.
这么个枯干的人，一个木匠的儿子说他是弥赛亚，接受不了的。
For this humble person, as a son of a carpenter, they couldn't accept the fact.
但是他们对于门徒来讲有奇妙的吸引力。
And yet to his disciples, there's this strange attraction.
他们觉得他可亲可近。
They feel like they are so personal, so easy to draw near to.
每天看他都很惊异啊。
And they were amazed every time they said, look at him.
看见主耶稣，所以有的时候呢，你弄他们说这是什么样的人呢、啊、
？And oftentimes they will make the proclamation, what kind of person this is?
弟兄姊妹们。
And the brothers and sisters.
因为什么？这个时候他们是从他们低微的人性里面。来看主耶稣的。
And why is that? Because they look at our Lord Jesus Christ from their lowly humanity.
感谢我们的主。
Really thank our Lord.
四福音记载着主怎样把神的这个生命带到地上来。
The four Gospels recorded how our Lord brought the life of God to this earth.
我们都知道在伊甸园里面。
We know that in the Garden of Eden.
神当初啊真是巴望。亚当夏娃吃了生命树的果子，对不对
？God so desired Eden and Adam and Eve will eat from the tree of life.
当然了，那个时候如果他们吃了生命树的果子啊，这个整个历史要重新写了。
Of course, if they were to eat from the tree, then the whole history will be need to be rewritten.
当然，我们也不知道以后的发展是什么样的情况。
I don't know what's going to happen.
啊。那么弟兄姊妹们
and the brothers and sisters,
可惜他们没有吃这个生命树
regretfully, didn't eat from the tree.
所以以至于要叫神的工作延续了 差不多四千年之久。
So in the sense that the God's word has to be delayed for more than 4,000 years.
神的心意没有改变。
And the God's heart has never changed.
神仍旧把这个生命带到人的中间。
And the God still brought this life to be among men.
这回是借着他的儿子，把这个生命的荣耀先把它彰显出来。
Now this time around is through His Son to demonstrate the glory of this life.
那么在主的身上，首先成全了神的律法。
And in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He first fulfilled the requirement of the law.
早晨我们弟兄也讲到。
And this morning our brother already mentioned this.
主到地上来。
When our Lord came to this earth.
他完全不为自己而活。
He didn't live for himself at all.
所以他不仅有三年半的时间把这个生命的荣耀彰显出来。
Not only did He demonstrate the glory of this life in the 3.5 years.
最后他也把他的身体摆在祭坛上。
And in the end, he put his body on the altar.
我们知道，只有主这个献祭是个燔祭，是完全满足神的心意。
We know that this sacrifice is a burnt offering by the Lord, and that could fully satisfy the heart of God.
其实呢，主到地上来的时候呢，从一开头出来侍奉主，我们看见他就站在一个舍己的地位上。
Of course, we know that when the Lord came to this earth, from the beginning of His ministry, He started at the point of a self-denial.
我们记得他三十岁的时候来到约旦河接受施洗约翰的施洗。
And we remember when he was 30 years old, he came to the Jordan River and he was baptized by the John Baptist. When he came up from the water, and there was a glorious scene.
圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a dove upon him.
那么有些读经的人就告诉我们，圣灵就在主耶稣基督的身上安家。
And some Bible students tells us that the Holy Spirit just residing in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道从创世纪开始，圣灵运行在水面上，在旧约时代中，它只能在人的上空运行的。
And we know that in the Old Testament time, in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, the Holy Spirit moved among the water, and then also in the Old Testament time, He can only move above man.
虽然有一些敬虔爱主的人，
and for some, those who are very pious and love
the Lord, 他们也得到圣灵的感动。
They also were moved by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵曾经附在他们身上，
and the Holy Spirit was upon them.
就叫他们很有能力，
and so that they were filled with the power.
但是呢，圣灵只能暂时的停一下，
and the Holy Spirit was only temporarily.Stay there.
那么圣灵就需要离开了。
And the Holy Spirit needed to leave.
只等到主耶稣从水里上来的时候。
Not until when our Lord Jesus Christ came out from the water.
在我们主耶稣基督这个人的身上开始安家。
And the Holy Spirit started to reside in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这一念以弗所书第二章的话。
And that fulfilled the word in the
Philippians chapter 3. 教会是神借的圣灵而有的居所，对不对？
The church is the dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit.
今天神也是借着他的灵住在教会的里面。
Today, even today, God is through the Holy Spirit dwell in the church.
感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他在地上完全为着父神的旨意。
When he was on earth, he was fully devoted himself to the will of God.
那么在最后逾越节的晚餐里面。
So during the Passover feast,
当主耶稣举起杯来的时候，
When the Lord took up the cup,
主就说，这是我为你们所流的血，所立的新约。
The Lord says that this is the blood I poured out for you, that this is the blood of the covenant.
那么事实上，你在路加福音里面呢，它的记载不一样。
If you look at the gospel, you need to look, the records are a little bit different.
因为在那个波饼聚会里面呢，主耶稣举了两次杯。
So in that breaking of bread meetings, the Lord took up the cup twice.
路加福音是说饭后主又拿起杯来。
And Luke says that after the dinner, the Lord took up the cup.
然后主说，这是我与你们所立的新约。
And he said that this is my blood of the covenant.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他为我们付上重大的代价。
He paid a great price for us.
他为我们被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
那么他为我们立了新约，是更美之约。
He made this new covenant with us, the better covenant.
所以当主把整个救恩完成的时候，
When the Lord accomplished the entire salvation,
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
现在 圣灵可以从天而降。
Now the Holy Spirit can descend from heaven.
他就来到地上，可以做一个重要的工作。
Now when he came to this earth, he can do this important work.
他就借着重生的经历，把这个生命分赐给所有的蒙恩得救的人。
Through the experience of rebirth, he is to depart this life to all who have been saved by grace.
我们知道这是神当初造人的时候，他原初所有的目的，现在开始实现。
We know that that's the original purpose of when God created man. Now it's being realized.
亚当没有吃生命树的果子。
Adam didn't eat from the tree of life.
现在因为主耶稣基督的救恩成就。
But because of the accomplishments of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以圣灵就可以把这个生命带到人的里面。
Now the Holy Spirit can bring this life into man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要知道我们从主所领受的生命。
We know that the life we have received from the Lord.
现在跟主里面的生命是完全一样的生命。
That is the same life as the one in the Lord himself.
啊，他不是说呢，哎呀，把他的生命拿来，这个分一点，分一点，好像，不是，弟兄姊妹们，他的生命里面是如何，是性质如何，成分如何，今天他所赐给你的是相同的生命。
Now he does just give a piece here and there. Actually, the life we have received is the same in terms of the nature and in terms of every ingredient.
所以当这个生命进来的时候
，So when this life comes in,
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
神的律法再有要求的时候
，When there is a demand of the law of God.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人就可以做到了。
And for us, we have been saved by grace, we can do it.
啊，我们不是做到，我们可以活出这个律法的实际的光景，要的光景。
It's not for us to do it. Actually, we can live out the condition that will satisfy the requirement of the law.
事实上，我们知道到了新约时代。
Of course, we know that as we come to the New Testament time.
神的要求比旧约时代中的要求是更高的。
God have an even higher requirements than those in the Old Testament.
我们都知道马太福音五六七章的故事，对不对
？We know that the chapter 5 to 8 of Matthew.
住在这个变化的。不在那个山上的教训里面
and in the teaching on the mountain
哎呀那个要求是更高的
and that requirements that demands are even higher
啊，人家打你的左脸把右脸要转过去给他打
and if you slap on the right then you have to turn your, the other cheek
强迫你走一里路你走两里路
and force you to walk 1 mile then you have to take the extra
你的外衣也给他
if they take your garment even give you the inner one
这个比旧约的那个更高对不对
and that was even higher than theWhat is required in the Old Testament?
我也是在学校里读书的时候啊。
And when I was still in school,
我一个不信主的同学。
And I have this unbelieving classmate.
他倒知道圣经里面的话。
And he knew the word in the Bible.
所以他有一天跑来，他就是啪打我一下。
So one day he came up to me and slap on my cheek.
当然，开玩笑，轻轻的打了。
Of course, it's just a pat.
他说你转过脸来让我再打。
He said, turn to me the other cheek.
我那天都不知道怎么回应。
I didn't even know how to respond.
心里面呢这个又好气又好笑啊。
It's a feeling within was a kind of mixed.
弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
要真实这样做看起来是不容易的。
And really, if you want to put that into practice, it's not very easy.
我们人的生命是做不到的。
And we cannot do it with our human life.
但是主给我们里面的生命是可以做到的。
And yet,The life given by the Lord, we can do it.
啊，所以这个生命进来了。
And when this life came in,
弟兄姊妹，我们就可以活在律法的要求底下，没问题。
Then we can live under the requirement of the law. 啊，
所以现在神可以把所有蒙恩得救的圣徒放在更美之约的底下。
Now the Lord can put all who have been saved by grace under this better covenant.
这个在几百年前耶利米所预言的，现在在主的身上完全实现。
So prophecy by Jeremiah a few hundred years ago now has been realized, have been fulfilled in the life of the Lord Jesus.
并且也在我们这些蒙恩得救的人身上实现。
And also has been realized in the life of us who have been saved by grace.
所以希伯来书
So in the book of Hebrews,
在第八章里面
Chapter 8,
就把耶利米的这段话把它整个引用下来
And has quoted what what was said by Jeremiah.
他这里给我们看见新约的特性是什么呢？
And he tells us the nature of the new covenant.
其实有三个重点。
And there are three important points.
非常清楚的。
Very clear.
第一个点。
The first point.
他就说这个约现在变成什么？是里面的约。
Now this covenant is an inward covenant.
我们都知道在旧约时代中间神的十条诫命律法是刻在石板上的。
We know that in the Old Testament time, the Ten Commandments was carved in the tablets of stone.
现在不是刻在石板上，是刻在我们心板上。
Now they are not written in the covenant of tablets of stone, but it is in the heart.
你知道在人的里面啊
，You know that inside of us,
人的心啊
，our heart
是一个最有感觉的地方
，is the place with our most of feelings.
所以我们常常说，哎呀，这件事情好摸心啊。
And we'll say that, oh, that thing's really touched my heart.
这个是心是一个有感觉的地方。
And the heart is a place that is filled with feelings.
所以现在神的律法呢，写在我们那个最有感觉的地方。
Now the law of God is written in the place on the place that is filled with feelings.
所以我们弟兄姊妹在属灵的生活里，常常感觉有的时候神有一个要求来，有感觉的。
And so in our spiritual livings, a lot of times when there's a demand of the Lord, we have this feeling within.
那么现在新约时代不是外面的持守。
And for the new covenant, it is not what we can keep hourly.
神的要求是里面的顺服。
And what God required is the inward obedience.
这是不一样的。
So this is different.
感谢神。
We thank God.
主把他完成律法的这个生命现在赐给了我们。
The Lord has given us this life. We have fulfilled the law.
所以呢，现在神的律法已经进到我们的里面。
Now the law of God has entered into us.
所以他在要求我们的时候
，So when there's a demand or requirement of Him,
他的生命就会给我们力量，能够活出来。
And his life will give us strength to live it out.
这跟从前是很不一样的。
That is very different from before.
弟兄姊妹们，我想我们有经历了，我们就知道了。
And brothers and sisters, if we have some experience, we will know.
从前神如果没有信主，我们立志我都做不到，对不对？
Now, before we believe in the Lord, even we have this determination, we could not do it.
当然，神要求人像要求旧约以色列百姓的话，根本不可能做到。
And if we have this requirement of God as He required of His people under old covenant, we couldn't do it.
他现在要求你，他就给你力量能够做到。
Now if He has a requirement of you, He will give you strength to carry it out.
这是不同的。
That's different.
所以呢，在新约时代中的百姓有福了。
So therefore, the people who are under the new covenant are blessed.
所以呢，我们今天跟随主啊。
So for today, as we follow the Lord,
我们不需要再像旧约的圣徒们那样去守这些规条。
And we don't have to be like the saints under the old covenant to keep these laws.
我们只需要顺着里面的生命活在神跟前就可以了。
We need to follow the life to live before God.
所以我常常跟许多弟兄姊妹讲，我说我们基督徒啊。是活出来的，不是做出来的。
So oftentimes I share with the brothers and sisters, for Christians, we are to live it out, not to work it out.
你看，好多出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹一受完浸起来，感谢主，从今天开始起，我要做基督徒了。
And a lot of young believers, when they were baptized, when they were baptized, and they will say that from this point on, I'm gonna be do it to be a good Christian.
我想我们都有经验，是吧？
So we all have that experience.
哇，我们要去做，做的真是苦的不得了啊。
We need to work in order to be a good Christian.
哎呀，这个做基督徒，这个不能做的。
And we cannot work it out.
弟兄姊妹们，不是需要做，是需要怎么活出来的。
Brothers and sisters, we don't need to work it out. We need to live it out.
因为神给我们的生命。
Because what we have received is a God.
神不是给我们一些外面的教条。
It's a life. It's not some our laws or regulations.
但是你知道，我们这些人很愚昧。
And yet, you know, we are very foolish.
有一个出蒙恩的弟兄，有次就跑来跟我讲。
And one young believer came to me.
他孙弟兄啊。
And he said, brother son.
我不会做基督徒。
I don't know how to to do be a Christian.
你能不能从圣经里面呢给我写个十条八条的
？And could you just list out the eight or ten items from the Bible?
这样我就很简单。
Then that will be easier for me.
你叫我什么顺着生命的感觉，我不知道怎么做。
If you want me to follow the sense of life, I don't know how to do it.
哎呀，所以你看见我们是一个堕落的人。
You know, you can truly see that we are fallen men.
我们很喜欢那个堕落的方式。
And we like those fallen methods.
其实那个方式是很痛苦的方式。
Actually, those methods are very painful.
那么弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们看见使徒保罗在加拉太书3:20的话
and we can see what Paul says in Galatians chapter 3 verse 20
他说我们已经与基督同钉十字架
he said that we have been crucified with
Christ 现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
it's no longer I who lives but Christ lives in me
哇他在里面替我们活着
so now he lives for us within us
你看这是什么样的一种生活呢
and what kind of living is that is
所以我常常觉得一个真正会跟随生命感觉做基督徒的人呢，是一个很自然的人。
And oftentimes I feel like for Christians who know how to follow the sense of life, to be a Christian is a very natural man.
一点都不需要做作，一点都不需要勉强。
And there is something you need to force yourself upon. There is no pretense.
你知道在传统的这个基督徒中间
，You know in the Christians under tradition.
我们呢，对于这个属灵人呢，我们有自己的一个想象的形象。
And we have this imagination to be for a spiritual man.
哎呀，我在年轻时候看过很多这样的弟兄姊妹。
And we have seen I saw many brothers and sisters like this.
我开头也很佩服他们。
And in the beginning I admire them.
因为我做不到，他们做到。
Because I couldn't do it and they could do it.
穿得非常朴素。
And they dress themselves very plainly.
走路呢都是弯着腰的。
And they bow their heads as they walk.
然后讲话呢细细声的。
And there's the voice very soft.
因为在他们的心里面想象一个属灵人是个什么样子的。
Because there is some kind of image in their mind of what a spiritual man should be.
弟兄姊妹一点都不自然。
And the brother says it was not natural at all.
好，你真正顺着生命走的人很自然。
If you truly follow the sense of life, that would be very natural.
是吧
？Is that true?
这个施洗约翰来了又不吃又不喝，主耶稣来了又吃又喝。
So when John Baptist came, he didn't eat or drink, and when our Lord Jesus Christ came, he
他非常自然。
And he was very natural.
所以基督徒呢，一活得不自然呢、啊。那个光景就不对了。
And if a Christian living becomes unnatural, then the condition is not
normal. 因为神给我们的是生命。
Because what God has given us is life.
顺着这个生命生活。
We need to live according
to
that life.
你看主耶稣在世上的时候。
So we can see our Lord.
他是一个最正常的人。
He was the most normal person.
他碰见任何的情况都非常的自然。
And he was very natural whenever he
encountered all kinds of things. 你从来没看见主耶稣窘迫的时候，看见主耶稣紧张啊，没有的。
You never saw him were nervous or embarrassed.
弟兄姊妹，非常的自然。
He was very natural.
啊，无论是在人恭维他的时候，人在那里逼迫他的时候
，whether he was under persecution or was praised,
非常自然。
He was very natural.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，他是我们的一个榜样。
So brothers and sisters, he is our model.
我们活在这个生命的里面。
We need to live in this life.
所以呢，新约是里面的约。
So the new covenant is an inward covenant.
这个律法是写在心板上。
And the law is written in the heart.
是按照生命的感觉活在神的跟前。
And that is to live before God in this life.
并且保罗在哥林多后书三章里面告诉我们。
And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul
tells us. 他说新约的执事。
He talks about the ministry of the new covenant.
是什么样的执事呢
？And what kind of covenant is that?
他们是靠着永生神的灵。在人的心里面写信的一般人
is to write a letter in man's heart through the spirit of the living God.
就是这一般的人，他们跟着圣灵的工作，他们能把神的话写在人的心里面。
That is, this group of people can follow the leading of the spirit to write letters in man's heart.
哇，这个真是何等的宝贵呀！
And it is so precious.
我在年轻的时候的确经历过，看见很多有年长的弟兄姊妹，他们非常的老练。
And when I was young, I saw many elderly brothers and sisters who are very experienced.
有时候他们引用神的话。
And a lot of time when they quote the word of God.
简单一句话出来的时候。
Very simple word.
都好像刻在人的心板上。
And yet that was written in man's heart.
影响许多人一生。
And influence people for their lifetime.
哇，这种的指示啊。
This kind of ministry.
才是真正的新约的指示。
And that is a ministry of the new covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要顺着圣灵啊， 那么呢，要能在人的心上面写字。
And today we need to follow the Holy Spirit to write letters in men's hearts.
所以呢，所有的侍奉，我们看见在新约时代都是在里面。
And we can see that all services under the new covenant are inward.
我们举一个圣经里面例子来说。
And give an example in the Bible.
比方五旬节那天圣灵降临了。
And for example, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit poured out.
后来彼得就起来传福音了。
And when Peter stood up and to preach the gospel.
彼得讲的那篇信息啊。
And the message delivered by Peter.
圣经记载说有三千人都觉得什么扎心了。
He said that there's 3,000 souls that feel pricked into the heart.
你如果再回去你把这篇信息读一读啊，你觉得好像没什么感动力。
But if you read the message yourself, you feel like it's not very touching at all.
怎么会扎心呢？
And how come the heart will be pricked?
因为什么呢？这不是光是言语的问题。
Because it is not a matter, just a matter of words.
那天有圣灵的能力在上面。
Because on that day there was a power of the Holy Spirit upon it.
所以这个福音呢，是扎心的。
Therefore, the gospel at that time was a prick in the heart.
我年轻时候有弟兄们告诉我们，他说有的弟兄们讲道呢，不是扎心，扎耳朵。
When I was young, some brother told me that some brother preached the words that they are not pricking the heart, but pricking the ears.
新约的知识是扎心的。
And the ministry of the new covenant is to prick the heart.
所以现在来了一个完全不同的时代。
Now we have come to a very different era.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们要明白新约是里面的约。
We have to understand that the new covenant is an inward covenant.
所以这是第一个特点。
So this is the first
characteristic. 那么第二个特点呢？
And the second characteristic.
他说你们不需要告诉自己的邻舍教导他们。
And he said that you don't have to teach your neighbor, you don't have to teach them.
因为从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Because from the least to the greatest, they shall know me.
什么叫做不用教导呢？
What does that mean? You don't have to teach them.
哎呀，我们今天在教会侍奉上呢，我们就感觉很多人需要教导。
And a lot of times in our church services, we feel like we need to teach so many.
我们就拼命的教导，对吧？
We just do our best to teach them.
看见果效也很小。
And a lot of times we don't see that much.
什么叫不用教导呢？
What does that mean that you don't have to teach them?
这不用教导的是说，他们从生命的经历里面直接认识神的。
That means that through their life experience, they can directly know God.
这个从生命的经历里面经历认识神是个活的认识。
And through this life experience, knowing God is a living
knowledge. 是真的认识。
That's a true knowledge.
虽然有程度上面的不一样。
And even there's a difference in level of understanding.
他就从最小到至大的。
He says from the least to the greatest.
弟兄姊妹们，可能我们感觉自己是最小的，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we feel like we are the least.
但是神的生命在你里面。
And yet God's life is in you.
有一天你在你的生命中经历了主，对神有了认识。
And one day if you experience in this life and come to know God, you have this experience.
这是神给你直接的一个认识。
And that is a direct knowledge of from God.
因为这些个别的认识都是自己独特的经历。
And because of this personal knowledge is very special.
虽然保罗是至大的，对不对？
Even Paul is the greatest.
哇，他懂得神的意象，看见神永远的旨意。
And he saw visions from God, and he knew the eternal God.
经历的那么的丰富。
Eternal purpose of God, he has such abundant experience.
是他的认识，对神的认识是非常的丰富的。
And his knowledge of God is so abundant.
但是也许我们的认识只是这一点。
And yet our knowledge of knowing is just a little.
但是保罗也不懂得你那一点的认识。
And yet Paul does not understand your knowledge.
这是你在你的生命中间对主所产生的认识。
Because that is the knowledge you produced from your life experience in the Lord.
我想我们有这个经验，我们常常在弟兄在教会里听弟兄姊妹做见证。
And we have this experience. A lot of times we hear testimonies in the church.
哇，有的人他们做了一点点的见证呢。
And some brothers and sisters give some testimonies.
叫我们里面很受感动，对不对？
And we were greatly moved.
弟兄姊妹，这是他独特的经历。
And brothers and sisters, that is the special personal experience for that person.
这是他从生命的经历里面对神的认识。
And the producer from his experience, life experience of God.
所以今天神已经把他的生命赐给所有的人。
Now God has given his life to all of us.
在教会里有各样生命程度不一样的人。
And in the church, there's different levels in terms of.
但是我们都可以从我们所领受的生命里面来认识神。
And yet we can all come to know God through the life we have received.
这是何等宝贵的一件事情呢？
It is such a precious thing.
所以我们要学会 在生活中天天活在这个生命里面，那么当你有了经历的时候，你对神有了不同的认识。
And we will learn to in our daily life to live in this life. If we have this experience, then we have a knowledge of God.
还有第三个点。
And the third point.
他就讲到神要赦免他们。
AndGod, he says that God will forgive them.
不再纪念他们的罪愆。
Will remember no more their transgressions.
这说明在新约的时代。
It tells about in the New Testament time.
在主的宝血的底下。
Under the blood of the Lord.
我们的神有一个完全的赦免。
And God has this complete forgiveness.
我们都知道。
We know this.
牛羊的血只能遮盖。
And the,
遮罪。
The blood of a sheep, goats and bulls can only cover the sin.
只有主的血。能够除罪。
And, but only the blood of the Lord can remove sins.
我常常有时候听见弟兄姊妹祷告说主啊求用你的血遮盖我们。
And a lot of times I hear brothers and sisters pray that Lord please cover us our sins with your blood.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗这个祷告、不够真实不够好。
And the brothers and sisters you know that this prayer is not good enough.
我们要说主啊感谢你的血可以除我们的洗净我们的罪。
And we have to say that, Lord, we want to thank you because your blood can cleanse our sins.
在旧约时代中间以色列百姓是靠着牛羊的血来遮罪的。
And in the Old Testament time, the people of Israel, they have to cover their sins by the blood of the bulls and the goats.
但是主的血来了能够把我们这个如同朱红一样的血罪也把它洗得血白的。
And yet, the blood of the Lord can cleanse our sins, which was like a crimson into as white as snow.
所以在这里告诉我们说呢，当主的血洁净住神就不再纪念。
And he tells us here that as the sin has been cleansed by the blood, God will remember no more.
啊原文的意思里面就说呢，就全部忘记了。
In the original language, it says that God will totally forget about it.
从前呢，我怎么想也不通啊。
And in the past, I couldn't think it through.
我想怎么会忘记呢
？And how could that be forgotten?
啊，这个忘记不大可能。
And it is impossible to forget about it.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
有次我读到我们年长弟兄的那个书。
One time as I read a book by our elderly brother.
他解释我这个困惑。
And that explained my confusion.
他说呢，因为神是全智的神。
He said that because our God is all wise God.
啊，所以他可以全部记住，他可以全部忘记。
And he can remember all things, and he can also forget completely.
哇，这个太好了！
That's so、
我终于里面的困惑解除了。
And now my confusion was cleared.
啊，我从前想，怎么可能忘记呢
？And in the past, I thought, how could that be possible?
人家得罪我，我赦免他可以，但不会忘记的。
And if I am sinned against by someone, I could, I can.Forget that person, but I cannot forget about it.
因为我们的智慧是不完全的。
Because our wisdom is incomplete.
所以我们很麻烦呐。
So there's a, we are so full of trouble.
啊，该记的记不住，该忘的忘不了。
We need to remember the thing we need to remember. We cannot remember the thing we need to forget. We cannot forget.
但是在这里有一个极大的恩典。
And yet here there's a, such a great grace.
主的血一洗净之后，神全部都忘记。
And once the sin has been cleansed by the blood of the Lord.The Lord will forget it.
我们难以想象。
And it's hard for us to imagine.
弟兄姊妹，但是这是新约。
And yet, this is a new covenant.
这是更美之约。
This is the better covenant.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们实在是有福的。
We are truly blessed.
但是呢，圣经也提醒我们。
And yet, Bible also reminds us.
如果我们真正神圣灵光照我们有罪。
If By the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit that we truly sinned.
你要认罪，你要悔改。
We need to confess. We need to repent.
你不可硬心。
And we cannot be hard-hearted.
如果今天我们在这么大的恩典底下，我们还硬着心还不肯悔改，你看多愚昧呀，对不对
？And we are so foolish if we have been under such a great grace and we are not willing to repent. We are not willing to change.
并且呢，我们也不可以把主耶稣基督立约的血当作平常。
And we cannot consider ordinary the blood of Lord Jesus who made the covenant.
我们知道主爱我们。
We know that the Lord loves us.
他愿意赦免我们的罪。
He is willing to forgive our sins.
你知道在旧约时代中啊。
We know that in the Old Testament time.
那故意犯的罪是不能得赦免的。
And for those who has been presumptuous of sins cannot be forgiven.
但到了新约时代中啊。
And yet in the New Testament time.
连我们故意犯的罪主都能赦免。
And even for those presumptuous sins can be forgiven.
为什么我这样讲？
Why could I say that?
比方你记得彼得的故事吗？
Remember the story about Peter.
彼得那个发咒起誓的否认主，这个不是这个偶然犯的，对不对
？And Peter the swore and denied the Lord, and that was not just out of.
那天他心里很清楚的。
And it was not unintentional, and he was clear in his heart.
主也赦免他。
And when he repented, he was forgiven.
那么我们知道彼得痛悔。
And we know that Peter repented with in grief.
所以在全本圣经里面。
And in the entire Bible.
只有主。彼得称主的血为宝贵的血。
And he called the blood of the Lord as a precious blood.
你知道吧？这个宝血这个字是彼得说的。
You know that the precious blood was called by Peter.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们不能把主的血当作平常。
But and sister, we cannot consider it ordinary of our Lord Jesus' blood.
基督徒难不犯罪，尽量不要犯罪，不要故意犯罪。
And if we don't have to sin, we don't sin, and we don't sin intentionally.
但是有的时候试探引诱太大了，我们也忍不住，结果犯了罪，对不对
？But sometimes the temptation is so great that we cannot hold it, and we sin.
约翰一书第一章九节的话宝贵。
And First John chapter 1 verse 9 is so precious.
这是给我们一个非常大的挽回。
And this is such a great restoration.
我们要来到主面前认罪。
We need to come to the Lord to confess.
弟兄姊妹，神是公义信实的。
And God is a righteous and
faithful. 因为他儿子的血，他还是要赦免我们的。
He will forgive us because the blood of His Son.
我们在新约时代中
，as we are in the New Testament time,
我们承受的恩典实在是太大了。
The grace we have received is so great.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters,
在希伯来书里面引用了耶利米的这个预言。
And in the book of Hebrews, and the author has quoted the prophecy by Jeremiah.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
这个新约的这三个重要的点
These are three important points concerning the New Testament
也是我们活在新约时代中的圣徒我们需要听的需要去持守的
And that's also the things that we need to hear and we need to keep
如果我们能听话能守约
if we can listen to the voice and if we
keep the
covenant
这不仅是我们个人在主面前的蒙恩
Not only can we be blessed before the Lord
也能使教会能够显出真帐幕的意义。
But we'll allow the church to manifest the true meaning of the true tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
非常重要
，very important.
如果今天我们不听话
，if today we do not listen to the voice,
我们违约了
，if we destroy the covenant,
我们就会使教会那个真帐幕的意义失去。
Then we will make the true meaning of the True tabernacle for the church is loose.
如同在旧约时代中一样。
Just like the time in the Old Testament.
以色列人一不听话，一违约，会幕的意义就失去了。
When the people of Israel didn't listen to the voice, they did not keep the covenant, the meaning of the tabernacle was lost.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要神的恩典在我们身上。
Today we need God's grace upon us.
那么在希伯来书里面告诉我们
，In the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
他说这个帐幕不是。人手所知的
He said this tabernacle is not pitched by man
也不是属世界的帐幕
It's not, does not belong to this world
就是教会的建造不是人意的不能按照人意的
And he talks about the building of the church cannot be according to man's mind
那么他也不能用世界的方法
And it cannot be carried out by the method of this
world 那么今天这个真帐幕是怎么建造起来的呢
So how is this a true tabernacle to be built
乃是在乎你我这般神的儿女们我们需要活在生命的里面
That is for you and me the children of God need to live in this life
也就是我们能活在神这个更美之约的这些条件的里面
That is to live under the condition of this better covenant
那么这个建造就是主手所建造
Then this building up is a building up by the Lord
啊，这个就是不属世界的
And that does not belong to this world
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们晓得今天呢在各道各处的许多教会啊
，We know that the local assembly in various places.
啊，我们知道教会呢没有假教会。
We know that there are no fake churches.
但是呢，有这个失真的教会。
But there are churches lacking the fidelity.
或者不真的教会。
Or not really true.
啊， 因为呢，神是要把教会建造成为真帐幕。
Because God is to build a church to be the true tabernacle.
所以在有些教会里面呢，可能呢，神只能在那里做救主。
So in some churches, the Lord can only be their savior.
那么那一些真正按照生命的原则被建造起来的真帐幕的话呢，主耶稣可以在里面做大祭司。
And yet for those who can be built up together according to be the true tabernacle, the Lord himself could be the high priest.
所以任何时候我们不按照里面的律来行事。
So whenever we do not follow the law within,
我们用什么规条啊、仪式啊、组织啊、形式啊。
And we use a regulation, we use a forms, a rituals, and other organizations.
那么我们知道这个就是什么？这就是毁约，你知道吗？
What does that mean? That means we are destroying the covenant.
你没有按照神的要求。
And you are not fulfilling the requirement of God.
什么时候我们不注重生命经历的认识？
If we do not emphasize on the experience, the knowledge of a life experience.
我们只注重头脑的知识。
And we also place an emphasis of a head knowledge.
只用人的智慧来解释圣经。
To explain the Bible with a man's wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，这个也是违约。
But in sister, that is also to destroy the covenant.
很多时候我们不知道悔改。
A lot of times we don't know how.
我们活在一些错误的里面。
We are in this mistake.
活在一些罪的里面。
We are in sins.
明明是主耶稣基督的这个血已经流出来了。
Now the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has been shed.
我们可以得到赦免。
We can be forgiven.
但是我们很刚硬。
And yet we are hard-hearted.
我不肯认罪。
We are not willing to confess.
弟兄姊妹，我对这些年呢，我心里面常常有一个很沉重的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, for these recent years, I have this heavy heart.
我觉得今天在地上的教会
，I feel like churches today on earth.
神的儿女们这个悔改的能力。非常的薄弱。
The strength, the power for children of God to repent is very weak.
一方面，缺少主的光照。
And on the one hand, is a lacking of the enlightenment of the Lord. 看不见自己的错。They couldn't see their own errors.
有的呢，明明知道自己错，也不肯悔改。
And some of them, they knew very well their own errors, but they would not to repent.
如果是这样的光景，
if that is the condition,
我们不要寄望我们在那里的聚会能够成为真帐幕。
We won't expect that our gathering will be the true tabernacle.
所以这个原则没有改变。
So the principle has never changed.
任何的时候，我们不听话。我们不能守约，弟兄姊妹们，神的工作就受亏损。
And any time that we are not listening to the voice and that we are not keeping the covenant, then the work of the Lord will be frustrated.
希伯来书里面告诉我们，主耶稣是完美的大祭司。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect high priest.
他把神要求大祭司的这个人性的完美、神性的荣耀，通通。彰显出来了。
He demonstrated and manifested the perfect humanity and also the glorious divinity.
现在他可以尽更美的职任，可以把神的祝福带下来了。
Now he is fulfilling the better ministry to pour down the blessings of God.
但是有一个条件。
And yet there is a condition.
必须在真帐幕里面，他才能进执事。
He can only minister in the new tabernacle.
这个对于今天我们来讲是何等重要的提醒啊。
In the true tabernacle, and it is such an important reminder to us.
如果我们能听话，能守约。
If we can listen to the voice, and we can keep the covenant.
教会能够被建造成为真帐幕。
And the church can be built up to be the true tabernacle.
那么这位大祭司就可以进来治理神的家。
And then this high priest can come in and to be over the house of God.
我们就要带进更大的祝福。
And then that will usher in an even greater blessing.
我们就天天可以活在至圣所的里面。
Then daily we can live in the most holy place.
经历神最丰富、最直接的同在。
Experiencing the most abundant direct fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看这件事情。
And brothers and sisters, do not look lightly on this matter.
非常的重要。
Very important.
神已经把他的心意告诉我们。
God has revealed His heart to us.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
在教会历史上。
Through church history.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见无数的弟兄姊妹，他们明白这个真理。
We saw numbers of brothers and sisters who understood this truth.
他们愿意听神的话。
They are willing to listen to the voice of God.
他们愿意守神的约。
They are willing to keep the covenant of God.
所以在希伯来书里面告诉我们。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
这些人他们经历了大征战。
And this group of people experienced this great conflict.
啊，那么。 神一开人的眼睛。
When God opened the eyes of man.
圣经讲说他们蒙了光照以后。
And the Bible tells us that when after they have been enlightened.
现在他们知道神要是什么。
Now they knew what God wanted.
而在这一片不正常的光景的里面。
And in the prevalent abnormal condition.
要活出神所要正常的光景。
And they wanted to live out their normal condition.
这里面的冲突是非常的厉害的。
And the conflict there.Was great.
弟兄姊妹，在头一个世纪
，For instance, in the first century,
我们看见那一班门徒们，他们得着神的启示。
We saw the disciples who received the revelation of God.
他们经历了何等样的苦难
？And what the suffering they have gone through.
啊，你看，斯提凡头一个殉道。
And Stephen was martyred.
他眼睛得开。
Because his eyes were open.
他知道犹太教的光景根本不对。
And he knew that the condition of Judaism was not right.
结果他就死在犹太教的手底下。
And then he was martyred under the hands of Judas. And he was stoned to death.
那么后来保罗起来了。
And later Paul rose up.
保罗的一生都在犹太教的逼迫底下。
And until his lifetime was under the persecution of Judaism.
我们知道在保罗的书信里面提到他经历过各式各样的苦难。
And we know that in the Paul's letters, he mentioned all kinds of sufferings he went through.
不仅是遭毁谤，成为戏景。
And a lot of times he was under reproach to be a spectacle.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
现在我们就知道。
Now we know.
要建造真帐幕
，to build up the true tabernacle。
我们要听神的话
，we need to listen to the voice of God。
守神的约
，we need to keep His covenant。
是需要付代价
，and we need to pay a price。
就像旧约的圣徒们一样，一样付代价。
Just like the saints under the old covenant, they also needed to pay the price。
今天早晨，江弟兄给我们讲到教会历史
，and this morning our brother Carl mentioned church history to us。
真的是。血泪的历史
，and that is a history with blood。
我们多少过去的圣徒们，为了持守真理，活在神的跟前，他们殉道，被杀流血。
And so many saints in the past, they held on to the truth and they lived before God, and they were martyred and they were.
我们也知道今天在地上。这个走了样子的教会的光景中
，and in the church today, the condition has gone deviated.
我们要把神所要的那个真帐幕，在我们的聚会里把它活出来。
And we need to live the true tabernacle condition which God wanted.
这个代价是不可避免的。
And then there's a price that has to be paid.
我们不要以为说轻描淡写的就把真帐幕给它建造起来了。
And don't think that we can build out this true tabernacle very easily.
不会的。
No.
我们的诗歌里面这样唱的。
And there's a hymn.
别人征战，血汗满背沙场。
And there's a, in the battlefield, there's a filled with the blood.
我们岂能坐着花轿进天堂呢
？And we cannot just be carried into heaven.
弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
今天虽然在新约的时代里面
，Even we are in the New Testament time,
但是我们看见到处神的约都被破坏。
We can see the covenant of God has been destroyed in various places.
我们何等需要主的怜悯
？How much do we need the Lord's mercy?
今天主对我们说了话。
Now today the Lord has spoken to us.
主也是对我们有所要求。
And then the Lord has a demand of us.
我们是活在更美之约底下的百姓。
We are people under this better covenant.
我们愿意听他的话吗
？Are we willing to listen to His voice?
我们愿意起来跟他重新立约吗
？Are we willing to rise up and make again this covenant with Him?
圣经并没有欺骗我们，告诉我们这是有代价的。
And the Bible does not deceive us. He does tell us there's a price to pay.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为有一些人他们里面看见了神的需要。
Because some people who have seen the need of God.
他们认识主的恩典的浩大。
And they have a sense the greatness of the grace of God.
他们甘心情愿付代价。
They are willingly to pay the price.
啊，他们有时候陪伴这些人。
And they become the sharer of this. They have a passion of them.
甚至到家业都被抢走了。
And to the point that their property was seized.
他们说不要紧，我们有天上更美长存的家业。
And say that's okay because we have this better possession that is lasting longer.
弟兄姊妹，在这个悖逆，在这一个今天黑暗混乱的时代的里面。
But sister, in this rebellious and confusing generation.
我们这位完美的大祭司。
And our perfect high priest.
他到处在找他可以禁止的地方。
He is looking for a place that he can minister.
但是我们记得，他只能在真帐幕里面来 禁止分。
But we need to remember that he can only minister in the true tabernacle.
是，所以这一次主把我们带到这个真理的跟前。
So this time around, the Lord has brought us before this truth.
我个人心里面感觉这是很严肃的一件事情。
To me, I feel like this is a very solemn matter.
因为什么？这后面摆着很重大的代价在那里。
Because there is a great price to be paid ahead of us.
所以希伯来书的作者就鼓励说
Therefore, the author of Hebrews said, encourage us.
我们不可以丢弃勇敢的心
Then we cannot lose our courage.
虽然环境艰难
Even the circumstances are difficult.
虽然今天的 局面看起来不容易
And even the situations is not very easy.
但是绝不妥协
But we will never compromise.
不能妥协
We cannot compromise.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
他也提醒当代的圣徒们
And he also reminded the saints in his time
他说还有一点点的时候
He said in just a little while
主要来就来了
And he who is coming will come
并不迟延
And he will not delay
但是我们知道这个话是将近两千年前讲的
We know that the word was spoken almost 2,000 years ago
当时的使徒们
And for the apostle at that time
因为在他们的灵里面的感觉上觉得主回来的非常的迫近
The sense in their spirit, they feel like the Lord's return was very imminent.
所以他们也用这个做鼓舞和提醒。
And they also use it as a reminder and also exhortation.
但是这个话对于今天我们这些活在地上的圣徒来讲，可是真实的。
And yet these words even is real for us who are still on this earth.
真的是还有一点点的时候，主可能就来了。
Really, just in a little while, the Lord will come.
这也是主今天给我们的机会。
And then now, today is the Lord's opportunity for us.
我们真是巴望各道各处来的弟兄姊妹。
We truly hope that brothers and sisters from various locations.
我们能把神的心意摆在我们的心中。
We can put the will of God into our hearts.
让我们这些活在新约时代中的百姓。
For people who are under the new covenant.
我们感念主为我们流血舍命。
Remember the blood of shed by the Lord.
感激他用他的血为我们立了更美的约。
We thank him for establishing this new covenant with his blood.
让我们能在这一点点的时候里面。
So in this a little while.
起来遵行神的旨意。
We may rise up and to keep his will.
各处的聚会。
And the various assemblies.
都把它建造成为真帐幕。
To build and to be a true tabernacle.
我们再说。主的话很清楚。
Say it again, God's word is very clear.
我们必须回到里面。
We need to return inwardly.
从里面跟随主。
We need to follow the Lord inwardly.
我们必须学会在生命中来、生活中来认识主。
And we need to come to know the Lord in our daily life.
我们必须求主给我们里面柔软的心，肯悔改在主的跟前。
We need to have this a soft heart so that we can confess and repent before Him.
如果这个生命在我们中间开始变得丰富起来的时候
，If this life continues to grow, become more abundant.
神的真帐幕可能就要被建立起来。
Then the God's true tabernacle may be built up.
所以希伯来书作者也鼓励我们。
Therefore, the author of a new Hebrews tells us,
不能退后。
We cannot shrink back.
不能退后。
We cannot shrink back.
无论怎样，我们要竭力的来讨主的欢喜。
No matter what, we need to do our best to please Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
我们这般活在新约时代中的神的百姓
，and we are children, people of God who are under the new covenant.
主已经用他的血给我们立了更美的约。
The Lord has made this a better covenant with His blood.
我们已经从主承受了这个生命。
We have received this life from the Lord.
我们是可以做到的。
And we can do it.
仰望主的灵在我们中间做工。
And we look upon the Lord's Spirit to work among us.
各道各处的弟兄姊妹。
Leading us in various locations.
按照主的心意活在主的跟前。
And to live before the Lord according to His will. And also our brothers told us.
启示录二十一章。
And the Revelation chapter 21.
告诉我们说，神的帐幕是一定要完成的。
And it says that the tabernacle of God surely will be accomplished.
神已经提醒我们说，看呐，神的帐幕在人间。
God always reminds us, see, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.
这是神的工作。
That's God's work.
这是这一定要完成的工作。
And that is surely to be accomplished.
但是神的心也渴望。
And yet God's heart desires.
现在在地上。
Even today on earth.
各地有些的聚会
and there's a various local assemblies
能够出现真帐幕的光景
and to appear the condition of the true tabernacle
如果主能指着我们的聚会说啊
if the Lord can point to our assembly
看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间
behold the tabernacle of God is among men
那么弟兄姊妹你我就有福了
brother and sister then we will be blessed
盼望主的恩典临到我们
may the Lord's grace be upon us
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
让我们做听话的百姓。
Let us to be the people who listen to His voice.
让我们在新约时代中间，人就做神立约的子民。
And then, even under the new covenant, then we still will be the people of His covenant.
因为今天在新约时代中，这更美之约是借着教会，借着地上真帐幕把它实行出来。
Because in the New Testament time, the New Covenant is a carry out through the church, the true tabernacle.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have another word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
这些日子
In these days,
你不断地对着我们的心说话。
You have spoken to our hearts continuously.
主我们仰望你的灵做工
Lord, we look upon your spirit to do your work
就是真理的圣灵做工
That is the work of the Holy Spirit to do his work
能把这些话刻在我们的心板上
And so that this word can be imprinted on our hearts
主啊
Lord
让我们里面的光景不是麻木的
Let our condition inward is numb
让我们里面是有感觉的
So that we will be full of feelings
让我们能够学习顺服你
We will learn to be obedient to you
主啊我们对你说我们愿意听你的话
Lord we are saying to you Lord we are willing to listen to your voice
我们愿意活在你约的实际的里面
we are willing to live in the reality of your covenant
主啊愿在地上
Even on earth Lord
你在我们的中间
Among us
你能够得着你所要得着的
You can obtain what you desire to obtain
愿你这位大祭司
May you the high priest
能在各处都找着真帐幕
Can find the true tabernacle in various locations
并且在其中能尽更美的职事
Then you can administer in this a better covenant
把我们更多带到神的同在里
so that we can be brought more into the presence of God
也让我们的主在地上真的是有可安息的所在
so that our Lord can truly find a resting place on this earth
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
人的话是何等的有限
and the man's words is so limited
愿圣灵在里面做开启的工作
may the Holy Spirit do the work of revelation within
主啊时候已经到了末了
and the time has come to its end
我们真是感觉还有一点点的时候
we really feel like in just a little while
主啊让我们能握住这个机会
and pray that we can hold on to this opportunity
紧紧地跟随你
andclosely follow you.
不仅我让你的心得到满足
Not only could your heart will be satisfied.
让我们也真实得到你自己的祝福
And we can also truly receive blessings from you.
我们再把我们深处的敬拜归给你
We again to give the worship from the depth of our heart.
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.